AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve has cut its benchmark interest rate another quarter point to about 3.6%, at the same time signaling it may leave rates unchanged in the coming months. Seth Sutel has reaction in the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed near an all-time high on Wall Street after the Federal Reserve cut its main interest rate to support the job market and has hopes built for more cuts next year. The S&P 500 climbed 0.7% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 497 points. That's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. The Fed's rate cut was widely expected. Some investors said it was encouraging that Fed Chair Jerome Powell didn't seem to rule out the possibility of more rate cuts in 2026. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.16%. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump's view of the Fed's cut?
I would say a rather small number that could have been doubled, at least doubled.
Meantime, the president says U.S. forces have seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. It's the latest action as the Trump administration ramps up pressure on the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Trump also telling reporters other things are happening, but not specifying what. Residents of western Washington state are preparing to flee as an atmospheric river soaks the Pacific Northwest. Greg Galina at the National Weather Service.
This is prolonged 72-hour compounding of the totals that you're starting to see, rainfall totals of 12-plus inches into the foothills of Washington, Cascades, and the Western Olympics. So all of that eventually can't be absorbed into the soils, and it all runs off into the rivers. And so now we're starting to see a lot of those rivers swell to major flooding stages, and some places are seeing record flooding stages.
Washington Governor Bob Ferguson has declared a statewide emergency. This is AP News. Marcela Sanchez on today's Nobel Peace Prize ceremony.
The daughter of Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado accepted the prize.
She wants to live in a free Venezuela, and she will never give up.
Ana Corina Sosa.
That is why we all know, and I know, that she will be back in Venezuela very soon.
The Venezuelan human rights activist Gustavo Tovar Arroyo traveled to Oslo.
We did the best for her to be here as she deserves, but we knew the risk.
Machado has been in hiding and hasn't been seen in public since January 9th. Jürgen Vatne Friednes, chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, had a message for Venezuela's president.
Mr. Maduro, accept the election result and step down.
I'm Marcela Sanchez.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.